Halfway Up the Mountain Path by Tassos, read by Juniper Phoenix. A keening wail of pain and fear slips like a splinter past 20 years into Lan Shiren's heart. His feet falter, jarring his old knees.
Hanguanjun collapsed on the mountain path,
panted the disciple who'd roused him in the darkest hours before dawn. No mention of a child. But there he is, Chiron sees as he descends around a curve. His nephew kneels untidily on the ground, legs folded awkwardly as he props himself up against the rock wall, twisting to hide the wailing child between it and his body. One hand cradles the child's head so it doesn't bump. Wang Ji is glaring at the pleading disciple on his knees beside him, the light talisman casting his face in angular shadows. Lan Chiren's breath halts in his chest. The shadows draping down Wang Ji's arms and across his shoulders and back are blood that has soaked through his white robes. The child's screams crack the night as open as the wounds on Wang Ji's back. His nephew's eyes snap to Chiren's as soon as he steps into the light. He freezes, arrested not by the challenge in Wang Ji's eyes, but because he is once more thrown back 20 years. A keening child, a mother's arms refusing to let go. Wang Ji has been missing for 3 days. Shichen is out searching for him. Lan Shiren has had a maelstrom of anger swirling beneath his placid countenance since Nightless City. First Wang Ji's defense of the immoral Yiling Patriarch, then his attack on his own clan, his punishment, and now this. Unmoored, Lan Shiren has seen the upright boy he raised possessed by a demon. Not a demon, he must finally admit. Caught in Wang Ji's gaze, Chiren's heart twists in grief for his brother, grief for his sister-in-law, grief for their son, who grieves now, who left, but came back with a child. Chiren can read the signs before him. When or way, it doesn't matter. Wang Ji, he says, displacing the disciple by his nephew. The healers are on their way. He kneels and holds his arms out. Come, hand me your son so they can tend to you. No one will harm him. No one will take him away. After a frozen heartbeat, Wang Ji's face crumples. Pain or relief or both. Chiren's heart squeezes. He lets go, and Chiren cradles the boy, this Lan boy, with care. The end.